Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the host of The Lockdown. It's Zach Danger and number 12.
Hey,
stay over there. Stay over there. We're risking our lives for you.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Asian Not Asian Podcast, the podcast where two Asian guys. You know what? That's not even what this is anymore, Mike.
Fuck all that shit. Fuck all that shit.
It's all gone now. Asian Not Asian is no longer a thing. Comedy's no longer a thing. This is what we're calling it moving forward. This podcast is called The Lockdown.
The Lockdown.
And we've been semi-quarantined in New York City, and Mike and I are going crazy. And so we've decided to release a series of podcasts, short little episodes like the way we used to do it back in the day, and just talk about what's going on in New York City as people who are being semi-quarantined, as comedians, as artists, as regular people working in the corporate world.
Yep.
You know, job security, all that shit. So that's what we're going to cover. Hopefully the series doesn't go on too long.
I know.
I mean, it could be a thing where this just becomes the new.
This is just the new thing where we're just lockdown.
Yeah, like they don't even call themselves anals anymore.
Yeah. You know? we call ourselves mutants because that's what survives in the post-apocalypse. I feel like that's what this is. This is like slowly, you know, this whole thing has been just like a apocalypse movie.
Yeah.
You know, okay, we got to shut all this down. And then all the cracks in society appear, all the racism, all like the weaknesses in our economy.
Yes.
The fact that like, you know, we have to, we can't do any of the things we normally do. And we're like we're losing all the things we usually have. Freedom of movement and all these things. And like, eventually we're just going to be in basements, dude.
Yeah. I mean, we're losing things we've never thought we'd lose.
Yeah. Cause obviously, I didn't even think about it.
Right. Like obviously like economic, you know, stability has always been up in the air. That's something we saw back in 2008.
Yeah.
But like, hey, hang out anymore.
That is the big thing.
Yeah.
Like we can't hang out because even when 9/11 happened, that was like horrible. But when that happened, I'm telling you, people we hugged a lot. You know, seriously. I remember when 9/11 happened. I was like in college, and like we would see people, and I would be super nice to strangers. People like would hug all my friends, call my parents, and now you can't do any of those things.
Yeah,
so that's like the fucked up
thing. I saw a very funny tweet yesterday by Suba, our previous guest. She was like, quarantine update. I am masturbating to videos of people shaking hands.
So true, dude. It's craziness.
So yeah, man, but we wanted to give our first segment. It's the comedy update, okay? What's been going on in our lives as comedians? During this COVID-19 outbreak, man. It's really been crazy, and it's nothing that any of us could have ever prepared for.
Yo.
And none of us, we were not ready.
We thought, okay, it's only Thursday, okay? Yeah. The quarantine or whatever state we're in now only started on like
Tuesday.
Friday?
Yeah.
Saturday or something? Yeah. Like just been a few days.
Yeah.
This time last week, Thursday last week, you and I were like still planning to do, because we were supposed to have Hack City yesterday.
Oh shit, yes. We were planning on Hack City, and we were planning the Asian Not Asian live show.
Yes, we had two shows. This one was going to be yesterday and one is going to be next week. And we were like, oh, should we still go on with it? And like, we were like, yeah, I guess we should. And we had reservations. And then pretty soon we were like, no, we really can't do that.
Oh yeah.
And then everything like shut down.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the day that the venue contacted us and they're like, hey, we don't want to do this anymore.
Go ahead.
And then it just kind of spiraled.
It seems like a long time ago.
That's what I was going to say is, you know, we're going crazy like on TikTok and all this shit, like acting like this is day 3000.
Yeah, I know.
But it's like day four.
It's day four and we could be here for weeks.
Yeah. We're like the dudes, like if we get shredded on an island, we're like day two, we're naked.
We're naked. You know? I already ate my shoe.
No reason.
I didn't even have to.
Yeah.
We have tons of food.
The rescue guys are like, what happened?
You know? Dude, you're just like on the other side of the beach.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, man. So.
So stand up is canceled. No one.
This
no,
is wild.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, you don't understand people. Like, I mean, stand-up comics need to do stand-up.
Like, yes.
That is our thing. And now you cannot do it.
You can't do
there
it.
There are no... I mean, obviously, there's no venues.
Right.
And even up until, like, Monday, I think, like, the
people were trying.
Some places were still open, yeah. Which was, like, kind of like, well, I don't know. That that's a good idea.
Up. Yeah.
But, like, there's no open mics. There's no bar shows. There's no bars.
Right, there's no bars.
There's no... And our, you know, thing, stand-up comedy, you have to have a live audience. Yeah. Ideally, in the room. That's why there's no such thing as, like, live streaming stand-up comedy. Yeah. That, I mean, you can kind of do it, but...
People are trying it
this
week. They're
trying to.
I'd love to watch one, but there's just no way that it'll be nearly
as good.
It's
just different. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be the same. It's not like a live stand-up show. Yeah. So, you know, I haven't seen someone besides... I haven't been in another room with someone besides my wife in a week. You're the first person.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
I was really excited. I was trying to get you to come over yesterday because I was like, I just need to talk to another person. Like, I unfortunately it has to be you, but like, but I was just like, I need to, I have so many thoughts, and I don't know if it's because, you know, regularly I would have time to like talk to other people about it, or if we just have talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking about too many things, and I was like, I just have to say this out loud to somebody.
Yes.
Just to get out of my brain.
It's just, you know, you call us crazy people, call us artists, whatever you want to call us, but like, we can't do stand up, and it's like so bizarre. It feels so weird. And I mean, especially because you and I haven't skipped a week of stand-up comedy in like...
Unless you go on vacation,
unless
right?
I'm on vacation.
Right. And
I
even then,
can't.
You did.
And even then, I still do comedy.
Exactly, exactly.
I haven't done that in like, well, how long? Since I just started comedy. So it's like 6 years or so.
So bizarre. Let's reminisce on the last show that we ever did.
Yo, I did a great, I had a great set.
You did? Was it the one in the Bowery?
Yes.
That was your last show.
That was my last show. Yeah. That was fun. I did a bunch of coronavirus jokes.
Yeah.
How quaint. And that was a fun show, and I recorded it, and you know, and it was just a good crowd, and that was cool. I mean, it was fun. And then, what about yours?
Mine was like the new joke show at New York Comedy Club.
Yeah,
nice
try.
And it was amazing because it was a good crowd. And, you know, because we've been busy with like the podcast for a little bit, I hadn't had a chance to like really work on new stuff. Like I had a bunch of like one-liner ideas.
Yeah.
But I forced them into like an 8-minute set, and a couple of them hit pretty big, and I was really excited. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And I just, I was thinking like, oh, this is why I love stand-up.
That's why you like stand-up.
Yes. Yeah, and then literally the next day, like everything was canceled.
What day was this on?
That was like a Tuesday, and then like I think my Thursday show got canceled.
And then
it was just over.
Yeah.
And then you canceled your Friday.
I was supposed to have a Friday show.
Yep.
Because I think my last show was on a Wednesday. Then Thursday I didn't have a show.
Yeah.
And then Friday, I was like, oh. And so the thing that happened on Thursday that really kind of like was like, oh shit, this is like right out, is that someone in my work building, they sent an email out that said, oh, someone on the 10th floor had it.
Oh,
which is like
yes.
The same elevator banks that I use. And I'm like, fuck, you know, so like, you know.
I got to apologize to you because when you first told me that, I got into like Walking Dead mode. And I was like, oh, I can't be with Mike anymore.
Yo.
But then I got the same email.
Yo, what's crazy is that like I'm here at your place right now.
Yeah.
And even now I'm like, okay, I can't touch too many things. I want to ask for a glass of water, but then I'm like not sure how to do it so that it's safe.
First of all, you can be rude as hell if you want to.
Just grab a
glass. I do have water. If you have your own cup.
No.
Do you want to pour it in your fist or like a... You can make a little cup.
Yeah. This is so weird. This is like the weird thing.
You can't even
like I don't know.
Literally, Maria was like, Maria made cookies, and I'm like, I guarantee you, Mike will not take one.
I really, and you know me, I'm gonna eat.
Of
like
course.
I would normally eat like five of those things.
I know.
This is really just
you
like
just never know.
It's like you know what's that? I don't know any zombie movie.
Yes.
You know where you don't know where the disease is or what you can do or like the fact that like the other day I went outside and then you know because I've been taking walks and I forgot and I like rubbed my eye. And I was like, oh shit, am I a zombie now? Do I have to kill myself? You know, it's just like, it's like that.
Yeah.
But back to the comedy thing. Yeah. So all of our shows got canceled.
It's a weird thing too, because it's like, we don't know when we can do it again. And
yes.
I don't know if there's another job out there where this is a reality for them. Because if you're a guitar player, you can still play in your room. Sure, you can't do concerts, but you can still play in your room.
Right.
We cannot play.
Yes.
And if you're a chef and
there's
you have a
no
restaurant, it went
practice.
Down, you can still cook in your kitchen.
Yes.
We cannot play.
It's going to be weird. I assume that we're going to make it through this.
Yeah.
And
we'll make it alive.
This. But like, you know, after a couple months of not doing stand-up, all these stand-up comics are going to come back and we're all going to be
we're going to be so bad.
I mean, I guess it doesn't matter because we're going into recession. No one's going to watch stand-up comedy after
yeah,
that. So
yeah,
it
yeah,
makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
We should all be transitioning off anyways.
I know. Yeah. But, yeah. So that's a great transition onto our next segment here. That's which is quarantine economics.
Quarantine economics.
Okay.
Did you hold on real quick? Did you see my viral tweet?
I did.
Hey.
That's a good one.
Chaboy.
That got like 250,000 likes, right?
No, not that many. Like 50,000.
That's still good though.
Pretty good. Yeah. That's my first one that was like.
Psh. Did you get a lot of followers and stuff?
I got a bunch, but I'm not sure if they're gonna like me because I got a lot of likes or faves or whatever on Twitter, and then it helped too that a bunch of people got posted on a couple of Reddit things.
Yeah.
But like one of them is like democratic socialism.
Oh.
And you know, hey, you know what? I'm all about free healthcare and canceling college loan, but I'm not really like I'm the dumbass. So
yeah.
A bunch of people followed me, but I hope they don't like want me to say political shit. Because
your next tweet was like. Just back to like fart stuff or whatever.
Yeah. I was like, supreme, you know. Yeah. So, but the tweet is it just made me realize because like our first reaction to this global catastrophe, is let's lower interest rates.
Yeah,
which I don't even know. I like once knew what that meant. Do you know? I know what it does.
I know what it kind of does. Like I know that if you had a certificate of deposit, it's not you don't get as much money anymore. But I know that that's obviously not the point of this.
Yes,
like, does it make easier for people to borrow money?
I don't know. You know? I mean, okay. This is why I do stand-up comedy, okay?
Yeah.
I know that it's a thing that the Fed does.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
And I know that they're trying to make the economy like work more, easier. So that's like the extent of it. But, you know, now we're at this point where they might give us $1,000 a month.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Yang's back.
Andrew
news.
Yang!
Yeah, no.
Yang gang back! we're doing all the things that like all the Democrats wanted to do. We're like
we have to.
Yeah, like everybody has to have healthcare.
Free testing.
We have to do that. We have to not we have to kind of like put limits on paying back loans right now for like without interest. We have to get $1,000.
I feel that the right has been a little quiet recently too.
Because they can tell what's going to happen,
right?
Because
they're also dying.
It's like we're not even in the bad part yet,
right?
You know, so we're all doing the things that we need to do. But yeah, man, we were talking before the break or before we start recording is that like I've often joked that like, hey, what if we just like take down capitalism, you know? And then I smoke a bong and like I play hacky sack.
Yeah,
but we really have stopped capitalism.
We have,
you know.
And it's just like the effects are insane because it's just I never thought it would get to this because in the beginning, you know, a lot of our friends who work in restaurants got laid off.
Yep.
And that was, I guess, to be expected. Not like ragging on that career choice, but it's like it's any businesses that depend on human interaction, like a wedding planner or like an event planner.
Right.
Those guys are fucked, unfortunately. But then, like, I was talking to my buddy who is a fucking eye doctor, and he's like, my friends are getting laid off. And I'm like, you're a fucking doctor.
Who needs to see, bro?
I know. And then I was thinking, like, okay, but even doctors, right? Like, if you are a radiologist, you're good because you're doing MRIs.
Oh, I see.
But if what if you're, like, a fucking ear doctor right now?
Oh,
you
I
know?
See what you're saying.
They don't need you.
Or, like, a sports medicine doctor.
Exact physical therapist. Dude, my girlfriend's same. I mean, she's not a doctor, but she's a speech pathologist.
She works with kids
in their homes. She's not working anymore, right? So she's not getting paid. So
it's
trickled up to people with master's degrees now.
Yeah.
So that's what's terrifying me as an Asian person. It's like, what the fuck? This is, and like, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know if Asian moms have an answer for this, you know? That's how you know this world is fucked. Because Asian moms don't have an answer.
Probably what are we going to eat more kimchi this way?
We can't go to Harvard. It's shut down.
Harvard sent everybody home. Harvard sent everybody home. What am I going to do, Mrs. Kim? What's your answer now? You remember how our parents were always like, you got to have a job where like if, you know, shit hits the fan, you still need to have a job.
Yes.
Except for nurse and like trauma doctor or whatever. Yeah. The people who are like on the front lines. And I guess like firefighter, you know, like policemen.
Yeah.
The people who are like keeping us from like rioting.
Those are the people who are going to have a job until this earth explodes.
Yeah.
Right?
But, you know, like I am in no way like... jealous. Those people are working like 20 hours a day right now.
Oh yeah,
20
yeah,
hours
yeah,
a week.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's just going to be the reality for like a year or something.
Yeah, and a lot of them are like they want to be there. the medical professionals, at least.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're like, this is why I got into this.
This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. So, yeah, man, you know, welcome to, post-capitalism.
Yeah.
Much more boring than I thought.
Are you scared? I had a very disgusting conversation the other day. So when this all started and I knew that my friends with regular jobs were kind of getting laid off or they had, you know, their jobs were kind of not being stable, I called my boss.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to get fired.
Oh, yeah.
So
I
called him, had a little talk. And I'm not saying he was disgusting. I'm just saying the world is disgusting in that, like, so I work for a market research company.
Yep, yep, yep.
And everybody wants to know how people are feeling about brands and shit right now.
Yeah.
So he was saying that we're like busy from this. Cause like you said, you know, like Google and Amazon, these guys are fine, right? So they're like, well, let's see what people think about the world right now and like shopping, you know? So, and you know, as you gotta realize, like, it's not this bad in other states right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So in a weird way, we were like kind of benefiting from all this, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Fucking disgusting.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm like at this, like, am I worried about my current job? I'm okay, I feel.
Yeah.
It's, I'm, you know.
For an X amount of time.
For X amount
but
of
probably
time.
Probably much longer than somebody who works in a restaurant or anything.
Right,
like that,
right. But at the same, I mean, you know, I think people forget because I have a Rolex, but I used to be poor. So, you know, I used to, for like years when I was in New York, I would live from, as soon as I got the money, it went into something. Like paycheck to paycheck. Like for years and years and years. And as soon as I knew I had money, I was like, this is, you know, I had to like, and for a long time I was a freelancer, so I would like store money away. I should tell everybody this.
Yeah.
It's stored under the Hudson.
Oh, you don't trust the bank, so you put it under a fucking bush?
I put it under, you know? You know, one thing is, it's a good thing I live in New York, because I definitely would have bought a gun. I definitely would have bought a gun.
Right now?
I mean, I don't think that we're going to, because like the rest of the world, it didn't happen where like social order broke down.
Yeah.
But I don't trust Americans.
Americans are
running off and buying toilet paper. We're blaming Asians and not eating pork.
Right.
You know?
And again, this is day five.
It's,
you know,
day five. Yeah. I mean, and you guys have to, people have to realize that there is so much food and stuff in this country. Stuff.
Still.
I mean, just stuff in this country. If we stop making stuff for a while, yes, the economy would be fucked. But we have like so much shit still. So much shit. But we're already panicking. I'm sure people are very panicking.
You know what? You bring up a very good point. You know, I've always been very anti-gun, but that's because
I don't want to shoot anybody.
I don't want to shoot anybody, but if someone comes in and takes those cookies right now, I might have to fucking shoot somebody.
Yeah,
over some cookies.
Over some
depends on what date is.
But I mean, I am a little concerned just because, like, you know, hey, if everything shuts down, you know, no sector will not be untouched by this.
I know.
Do you know what I'm saying? So like, you just never know. I mean, who knows? You know that, you know, yeah, Google has like tons of money and all these things, but like if people are they're not spending money on, you know, at a store, then that store can't buy ads, and that Google ad, you know, then that's where all Google makes money from.
Yeah.
You know, I read this really interesting, you know, New York Times thing where like the economy is just, I spend money and then you get money.
Yeah, somebody's money that they're spending is somebody's income. Yes.
That's entirely what this is.
Yeah.
And right now we're not getting any of that, at least until Yang comes through, baby.
Yeah, Yang. Hey.
What would you spend your $1,000 on?
Now?
Yeah.
Because before we were being goofy, right? We're like, oh, I buy shoes. Or I go see like a
concert.
Yeah,
we did that bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but now it's like
Brent?
Flour.
Flour. I need flour. I'm standing in line on flour.
By the way, this is something I learned at the Japanese American Museum. Have you ever had okonomiyaki?
Yes.
You know what that is?
Yeah, the pancake.
I didn't know that is a food that was created right after the war in Japan because the U.S. occupied Japan and nobody had food and they gave everybody flour.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, this is like, we don't know what to do with flour. And that's how they started making these pancakes and they put shit in it. Yeah. So it's like wartime food. So I'm wondering if there's going to be like Corona time food.
You know, I don't know if this is supposed to be the segment we're going to do this.
There are no rules, bro.
There's no rules
anymore. We changed
the
name of the podcast.
Everything's upside down.
Everything's upside down.
I'm white. Whatever. So it'll be interesting to see how people just, you know, realize how interconnected we all are. Like, we all depend on each other so much. I hope that makes people go like, oh well, maybe we should chill the fuck out on this, like, you know, on all the politics stuff. But then also maybe we should like reconsider, like, you know, like I should learn how to have food, and I should have, we should all have this stuff already. We should all have supplies. We should all like be ready for stuff like this, you know? And, it's kind of fucked up, but like these years and years of being anxious have prepared us for this anxiety, because it's just like, you know what, go ahead, throw that right on top. You know, we can handle it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I think it'll be interesting to see what the what it does to everybody's mindsets, because like once we get out of this, I mean, I'm not gonna take, you know, nothing's happened yet, thank God, but like, you know, I'm realize like how good we had it.
Dude, yes, the privilege thing is for real, man.
So good, bro.
Even the fact that we were like doing comedy for, I mean, I just realized comedy, that was a, I mean, I know a lot of comedians are poor, but you and I do it a little bit differently, but it was a privilege, and not just the financial thing, just to be in a country where it's free, where we can like go out and be stupid and make a little bit of money off of it. Somebody paid me to, somebody paid us to go to North Carolina State University to talk about ass for 2 hours. And
what a waste of money that was.
Gave us money.
They should have spent that money on flour. Spend that money on flour,
dude,
man.
I got a haircut today. I wasn't supposed to, but I was getting crazy, and I tipped her $30.
Yes, that's the thing too. You know, like we realize that like all the service people, the people who are like cleaning shit, the people who are like fucking running the grocery store.
Yeah,
those are like super important people. You know, maybe those people will like appreciate them more. Or they get more political clout, or all the minimum wage workers. Those are all the people who are like keeping this shit going.
Yeah,
but Fumi and I, now we're on TikTok. Follow us on TikTok.
Yeah, we are on TikTok.
Follow us on TikTok.
More on
we
this.
Can't do stand
yes,
up
more
anymore.
On this on the next episode.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So this is about, I don't know if it's like too out of date by now, but it's like about, there was a theory that was going around saying the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman pushes coronavirus conspiracy theory that the U.S. Army brought the epidemic to Wuhan. Did you see this guy's tweet? He's insane.
It's crazy because that is, this, what is happening in America is proof that that is not what happened.
No, we're fucked. They're because fine now.
They're fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like now the conspiracy has to be the other way around.
Yeah,
it's like, well, maybe they did it so that we would get fucked up and then they're okay.
And it's all, I mean, it would actually make sense if it was a Chinese made disease, because then it looks like they were like, oh, it's crazy, but flex, we can build a hospital in 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But we're fucked. Like, there's no way it's a US thing because like our economy is so fucked right now. Everybody's like, yeah, it doesn't,
but it,
like,
but
doesn't
it's,
make
sense. It's fucked for anyone, because like you essentially shut down the world economy,
right.
Anyone, like, no matter who you do it to, like if Iceland wanted to get against, you know, the world or whatever, like Iceland's fucked too, you
right,
know
right
we
right.
lost all of the well the not we like the Dow lost all of the value that we went all the way back to 2016 like 2 weeks you know, and that's, again, this is just the beginning of it. So like any conspiracy where it's like one person did this so that blah blah blah, blah, like nobody has, there's no evil like genius who can see far enough ahead of about what this was going to happen.
Yeah,
unless you just wanted to fuck the world. You just wanted to fuck the world. That's different.
You hate conspiracies. I love conspiracies.
Yeah, you do.
But this one, it's hard for me to buy, because it's like, what is the objective? Unless this person was like a super communist person who just wanted everyone to go back down to zero, and to your point, have more empathy for each other, which I think we're starting to do, you know. But then I'm like, who would
do
Bernie?
That?
Motherfucking Bernie. We're looking at you, Bernie.
Bernie.
It's your fault.
Fuck.
God damn it.
Fucking Bernie did
fucking
this.
Fucking Bernie.
Should have known. Or maybe Elizabeth Warren.
Now, when we were I was sending you some links related to this article, and I sent you that Vox video. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it yet.
I thought you watched it, because you were telling me your reaction to this whole thing was like, I'm too woke for this, because it, from what I'm reading, rich Asian guys are just ruining the world.
That video.
That video.
Yes.
Because I didn't, you know, that's actually, that's a very good video, because I didn't really know, like, how it came about, why people are eating that shit, are people eating that shit? Right. And it turns out people aren't really eating that shit.
I mean, you know, like, hey, you know, are we saying that the Chinese system, as far as like the wet markets, didn't play a role? I mean, obviously it played a role.
Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely. No one is sort of disputing that, you know? But it's like, you got to put it all in context, because it is like, it's not like people be running down to the wet markets like Trader Joe's and just getting some bat soup. Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, this is like a very specialized market for like very specialized food. Vast majority of Chinese people are straight up eating McDonald's for real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, the danger of it is like it reinforced the idea that like Chinese people eat crazy shit.
Yeah.
And like dirty shit happens and blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah. 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 Well, the demand, like to summarize the video, it was like during the Mao times, the country was poor, so people didn't have anything to eat. So they would eat these like wild animals. And that's how that industry boomed. But then after a while, China was rich. So then everybody started eating like beef and pork again or whatever. Yeah. So then these like nobody was eating bats and shit. But then the rich fucking Chinese guys wanted to eat that shit because they were marketed to them as having some sort of mystical qualities.
Yeah,
like this will give you a boner, right? Yeah. So then the demand went back up again. So that's why people are selling the shit at these wet markets, right?
This is all because fucking some dude somewhere couldn't get a boner. This is entirely
dude,
what this is about.
Straight guys fucking suck, dude.
This is because some straight guy was like, dude, I can't get hard. I better have some bat soup that's in this wet market.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now everybody has to stay at home forever.
Yeah, yeah. This one's for Lin Ling. She's going to love my hard cock now. Yeah. Yeah, it's a combination of a straight guy being insecure about his penis and a woman being like, you call that a penis?
You call that a penis?
That's
so dangerous.
That's the real infected bat pooping on the pig or whatever.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. As soon as you get, this all really happened in the bedroom. You know?
Oh.
That's where the disease,
yo,
coronavirus started, in the bedroom.
Wuhan means bedroom in Chinese, you know? It's not
true. It makes sense.
I think we covered it, bro.
Okay, I think that's that's episode one
of
the
lockdown.
We're gonna do this literally as long as we can because this is like you know like in the horror movie where like there's one radio station left because like the world has collapsed but there's like one station still broadcasting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is WGGT.
Yeah,
broadcasting to any survivors.
Yeah,
out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know that's us. This is like I Am Legend shit. You know,
dude. If we all die, people are gonna research this podcast. Like the epidemic was so strong, people dropped their brand to start over a new podcast with no tagline.
Yeah, so we'll do this as many as we can. I don't know, New York might get a shelter in place.
I know. I don't know what we're gonna do if we can't hang out anymore. But
I think maybe we can do some. I guess.
I mean, maybe we could meet like in the office. Isn't business travel allowed or no?
I don't know. I think it depends on what the rule is or whatever, but it'll make it harder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'll try to do this as long as we can.
Yeah, we're not doing bonus episodes these next few months, but we're all gonna try to release multiple episodes a week. The lockdown.
Stay safe, everybody.
Please stay safe. Please continue to support us. Patreon, check us out. Patreon.
We can't ask for Patreon.
I know. Okay, I'm not gonna ask you to donate on Patreon, but I will say if you have a job and you are a Patreon subscriber, just please continue to subscribe. Don't drop out now.
Yeah.
Because
hang in there.
We only have one income source now, and it's you guys. It used to be like the live shows, the live comedy shows, but now we have none of that. It's just you. And we still pay Ethan, our fucking intern. So
you guys are our universal basic income.
Yes.
Until we get some more.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, and we'll see you guys next time on the lockdown. I'm gonna get new music for this.
Yeah. Do it. Spend what little money we have.